This is Cumulus Cares, a public service announcement from Cumulus Media and this radio station.
Good morning and welcome to Cumulus Cares. It's Amy Ponce, and I am here with a new friend of mine now. Her name is Linda Mulfazy, and she is with the organization called SALGI, which you've probably never heard of, and you are about to learn a whole lot about right now. So good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Why don't you, first of all, SALGI has to stand for something, right? Because it's S-A-L-G-I. That's
yes.
not a word in the dictionary,
No,
right?
It's no. not. No. Actually, it's a combination of my father and mother's names.
Oh.
So Salvatore and Gina. And we
not
did
Italian
that.
Not Italian at all.
Not
right?
at all. No. Not at all.
Okay.
We did that because I did lose my father to esophageal cancer, so we thought that was a nice way of incorporating both of them into it. So
right.
it's actually the SALGI, Esophageal Cancer Research Foundation, which is a huge mouthful.
That
so,
is. But SALGI's good.
SALGI's
like
nice and short, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the foundation.
Well, we incorporated probably 2011.
Mm-hmm.
We did it because at the time I was experiencing some symptoms of esophageal cancer, and it had been a while since I had lost my dad to it.
Yeah.
So at that point, we started researching other charities and finding out that esophageal cancer was severely underfunded, if yeah. not at all, by other charities.
Mm-hmm.
So blindly, we went into it, thankfully, and we formed our own corporation. And now, 6 years later, almost, we have about 20 researchers contacting us, telling us they desperately need funds for research.
Wow.
So I'm glad we did it. It,
yeah.
it definitely is a needed thing for esophageal cancer.
And it's not, I mean, there's no cure.
There's no cure. There are no preventative testing
right.
at this point. So people have breast mammograms, you know, to try to prevent it, and colonoscopies and that such. There's nothing mandated right now. And you do get coverage. You do get an endoscopy if you're running symptoms, but that's only if you're running symptoms. Usually by the time you're feeling symptoms, it's already too late.
Yeah.
So we'd like to see that change as well.
What are the symptoms?
Persistent coughing, choking, sense of choking as you're eating, irritation, that type of thing. Like acid reflux is a big one, GERD.
Yeah.
Mm. So, and I've always experienced that, and so had my dad. Like all my life, I remember him suffering from that.
Yeah.
So
but you don't think about that.
You don't think about
like
it. It's just
heartburn.
Acid reflux,
yeah.
right? It's no big deal. And they, you know, in those days, take a Tums and you're fine.
Ajita,
very good.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
it. But even today, people are covering it up a little too much with the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors. That's not good.
What's that?
That's like prior. Prilosec, pills
oh,
like that.
Right, yeah.
They may alleviate the symptoms, but what's happening is the damage is still being done. You're still suffering the consequences of it, but
yeah.
you're not knowing that. So people think they're safe by going along that way, but it's not a good idea.
No.
Good idea to get scoped if you have any kind of, you know, threat, symptom. I had it done. I'm a big chicken. They put you to sleep. They wake you up and tell you you're fine and you can go home. It's
wow.
really no big deal at
no.
all. No.
And so is it a hereditary thing? Like if your family member had it, you should you be more proactive? Of
At this point, we don't know if it's hereditary. We have heard from family members who have said they've lost fathers and uncles and sisters and mothers to it. But we can't say definitively if it is or not. I just say it's a good idea whether you have it in your history or not. Go get a scope. Insist upon it. There are doctors that will just prescribe the pills saying, take this, you'll be fine. Well, you may not feel it, as I said, but go get scoped. That's
okay.
the best way. I can't emphasize that enough.
Good. And you have a website for people who can, you know.
We do. Our website is salgi.org, S-A-L-G-I.org. We're on all social media as well, which mm-hmm. I don't handle because I don't know anything about it. So we're on Pinterest and we're on Facebook and YouTube. We just put a YouTube video up of everybody who's been affected by esophageal cancer, whoever
wow.
wrote in. So we have survivors. We have people who have passed. And, you know, it's sad to see all these faces and all these families devastated by it. So, but it really brings it to the forefront about how important it is to raise right. awareness about this.
The first time I ever heard of it was through a coworker.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I know cancer can strike pretty much anywhere.
Absolutely.
It's so crazy. But
absolutely. It's scary. And it's increased 600% over the past couple of decades. So this is a fast-growing cancer
yep.
In the sense that it's affecting everybody, every race, every sex. You know, it doesn't discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's the problem. So I don't want it to get to the point where so many people are dying from it. And then we try to do something about it.
Yeah.
We're trying to catch this earlier.
Good.
We can fund research and find something that helps. That'd be wonderful.
Right. Is this just local chapter? Do you work with other chapters?
This is our charity, but we have tons of people throughout the United States who are helping us do our mission. There's a lady that's St. Louis, Missouri. She's going to have a walk. We're very excited for her. She's working hard for us. Uh-huh. We've got our own walk coming up in June 17th at Warwick City Park. So that's a huge portion of where we get all our funds for funding research. So we did manage to fund research in 2015, and the actual results, it was with Rutgers and a physician there, and the actual results will be presented during the Digestive Disease Week held in Chicago, Illinois in May. That's a big deal. That's very important.
Is it like a trial or something? What?
Yeah, he was doing it with turmeric to see the effect of that on esophageal cancer and the inflammation if that could actually help. Because that's been known to...
The herb?
That's an anti-inflammatory. Yeah. We've been cooking with it now like forever. We'll do our scrambled eggs with that. We try to incorporate as much as we can, but we're really excited because once this gets presented, maybe that'll bring more awareness to not only our organization, but also, you know, if that will help or if something else will come from that.
So you mentioned you have a big fundraiser, the walk run coming up in June. Talk about that.
Yeah,
let's get some people to get to the walk.
Yeah, that's a big walk run. Everybody has a great time. The walk itself, I believe, is a 5K, just under.
Okay.
And families come, dogs and kids walk free.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good. And everybody has a really great time. Everybody who's come has enjoyed it. And it's really brought awareness to the forefront. We've met so many wonderful people through it. Unfortunately, we've lost a lot of friends through it, too. I mean, I'd like to see everybody come back every year, but so many people have lost the battle, but we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going until nobody loses their battle to esophageal cancer.
And is that Father's Day? I know
it's
talking
the weekend of Father's Day. Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. So then a lot of people will go out and maybe grill on Sunday or whatever. So Saturday, a good day to get like a 5K in.
Absolutely.
Right? Do some good.
Good cause.
Good for yourself. Good for the cause.
Absolutely.
So I think that sounds like a plan. So how do you sign up for it?
Okay, well, you can go to our webpage, salgy.org.
Okay.
You can also set up a CrowdWise funding.
Oh, good. Like, so you can get a team.
Yep, you can do that. Okay. So there's a lot of opportunities out there. If you can't go and you want to donate, by all means, we'll accept your money, too. And you can still fundraise. Even if you're not coming, you could start a team. You can try to raise as much money as you can for it if you're going to walk it. But yeah, our main website is salgy.org. I just want to remind people they can always make donations in memoriams. A lot of people throughout the country have been doing that, and that's been a great support, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want to make a birthday tribute or an anniversary, fundraise on your own throughout the year. Every little bit helps us because we definitely are a grassroots. We're not funded by any government funding, so that would greatly help.
Good for you. I mean, I'm sorry that this had to come out because of your experience, you know, but it's people like you who are like taking it from, like you said, grassroots and doing something about it. And
that's it.
I'm sure everybody you've met going through what you guys went through, is so appreciative of what you're doing.
I hope so. I hope that we're doing some good from this.
Well, I think you are.
Thank you.
And you have such a nice sunshiny face. I mean, how could people resist, really?
Thank you.
So if you want to join in on the festivities, it is June
17th.
And it's Salgy, SALGI.org. Linda, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy your Sunday.
Thanks, you too.
Join us again next weekend for another public service announcement on this station. And remember, Cumulus Cares.